Welcome to Passage to Wonderland, literary passages to complete your day. This passage spoke to me quietly, maybe because we're almost into fall, and I'm clinging to those final glorious days of summer, the comforting warmth and sunshine, nature busy and alive before it settles down for its winter slumber. This story is called The Substance of Forgetting. It's from The Scent of Light, a collection of novellas by Christiana Gunnars. It's a wandering meditative piece that awakens you to the lush and dreamy interior of British Columbia. The story begins with a quote from The Lake Isle of Innisfree by W.B. Yeats. I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there, of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honeybee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning. I would say I am tired. I thought I could hardly get more tired, and then I did. The quiet hours drip. I watch them in the melting snow, on the quince plants and juniper bushes. The snow here in the hills above Wood Lake was once 4 feet deep. The snow was piled up against my windows, thick and warm. Then it melted and started dripping into slow puddles, clogged in the potholes of the road I call my street. The lethargic drops hang from the balcony railing as if they were translucent pregnant spiders. There is so much fog in the valley that I cannot see the lake below the house. When I look up the mountain, into the pine trees, they are bathed in the milk-white dream of the mist. The tops of the trees are lost in cloud. We have been dreaming too much, the forest and I. When I walk up the old wagon trail toward Mission, the woods close in on me. Jack pines push onto the road, and the ponderosas stand spread with upward bending limbs, as if conducting the dreams I dream in the mist. I think I have been mesmerized by the fog. There is nothing to see when you stare into the gray thickness except your own visions. The lake has been frozen for 2 months. White ribbons lace the gray surface of the ice. They are the ripples of snow the wind has blown together. By the highway, ice fishermen are sitting in lawn chairs beside a hole in the ice. Their fishing lines go down the hole. Thermoses lean against the chair legs. Further out, what looks like a heron stands waiting. There will be fish debris when the catch is gutted. Another heron waits down the lake. Their long legs are thin and exposed. Their long necks stiff. They follow every movement of the ice fishermen. At the boat launch, a puddle has formed on the ice. A duck tries desperately to swim in the shallow water. When the clouds roll in at the end of autumn, they stay snug in the Okanagan Valley for 5 months. Sometimes, the clouds are so low, they touch the water. Then, they are like a shunned lover, lowering for a slight touch of the beautiful earth. Sometimes they rise to the tops of the hills and look down on the forests. Then, They are like a captor guarding its prey. The clouds make me sad. They remind me of what I am not doing, what I am not saying. But I think, in a short while, it will be blossom time. Then I look forward to blossom time, and my mind wanders into dream. In my dream, all things are in bloom. Apple blossoms, apricot blossoms, cherry blossoms. Somehow, life has thrown me on this hillside in the receding tide. In this gentlest land possible, I only want to desire the hour of clarity in the lake when the forest can see its face in the water. I only want to long for the moment of a break in the clouds when the red sunlight leaks onto the sandy hills and they are luminescent orange in a burst of light. I have never known such fog. How it creeps onto the valley floor in the late evening. Suddenly, the lake is bathed in a thick veil. By morning, the valley is filled. The darkness is impenetrable. No light shines anywhere. The hills are nude and asleep, engulfed in a substance of forgetting. Day crawls over a slow day. The frozen water, the crystal-packed soil, the ice rain jackpines would have us think there is no time, just a slow succession of light and darkness, of concern to no one. There is nowhere to go. No obligations remain. Even the train that whistles as it rounds the corner of Kalamalka's South End is silent and seems not to have any errands in the mountains anymore. I love the title of this story, The Substance of Forgetting. In the introduction, I said this story actually awakens us to the lush and dreamy landscape of the BC interior. But for me, it's also about acceptance, letting go, and hope. The Substance of Forgetting is from a collection of novellas by Christiana Gunars called The Scent of Light, published by Coach House Press. Thank you for listening to Passage to Wonderland. Until next time, rest easy.